In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear faithful, today the Gospel describes the reality of the spiritual combat. Our spiritual combat. Because we started Lent with good Lenten resolutions, beautiful Lenten plan, many expectations, and maybe today the reality of the spiritual warfare could be a killer of joy and a thief of our peace. My Lent is not what I expected it to be, and I have less joy now. We do not like reality when it is not what we expected it to be. The soul expected Lent to be full of God, and now the soul faces the devil with its huge arsenal of temptations and ruses. The reality is therefore different. I didn't think it would be like this. This Lent does not attain my expectations. Here we have a choice to make: to avoid reality or to accept reality. The 12 apostles too had great expectations about Jesus. They expected him to be a powerful ruler, defeated the Romans. And the Lord did not fulfill their expectations. And it was very disappointing, very humiliating for the apostles, who were really expecting the political renewal of their beloved Israel. And for us, what happens when reality runs up against our expectations? What happens when Lent is not what we expected? When the spiritual combat is tough? When our life is not what we expected our life to be? What to do when the realities of life are so different than what I expected? Do I plan to run away because I don't want this reality at all? And it's a possibility, it's even a temptation to say that this life is not what I wanted it to be. It's not what I thought it would be. It's not what I bargained for. I will not stay. I will not serve. I am disillusioned. I prefer to give up. These are the words of some souls in the midst of the spiritual combat. Every one of us, we have this challenge. The difference between the expectations and the reality. Does the young fiancé who will marry here this summer know, really, do they know what sickness or worse really are? Not at all. And the key is here. Do we accept reality? The reality that is unplanned. Because reality is the truth about myself and my struggles. Reality is acceptance of what really happens, of all the spiritual warfare against evil and sin, against the devil, who works hard. He's very busy, especially in Lent. You might notice that acceptance is not approval. Acceptance is to say yes to reality with humility. When the apostles said yes to our Lord, when he called them, telling them, leave everything, follow me. Or when the newly ordained priest says yes, none of them know what they say to. But they know to whom they say it, to Jesus. Discouragement comes when things don't go as expected. And I decide to reject or to avoid reality because I don't like it. This happens when I focus too much on my expectations instead of embracing the way God works in my life, in my soul, and acting accordingly. It is about to recognize how to learn, how to receive God's will in the reality of the situation. This reality does not make life easier. Not at all. The labor is austere. If we are stuck in what we expect, we risk to miss Jesus, who chose to carry his cross for us and who invites us to carry our cross. God is in our midst, but if we don't open the eyes, we could easily miss him. If my Lent is not what I expected, if my life itself is not what I expected, the best thing to do is to put aside my expectations, to lay them down, and I will be free. I will be free to follow Jesus and to say yes to him. At the beginning of this day, at the beginning of a young life, at the beginning of a vocation for a priest, the beginning of a married life for newlyweds, the beginning of a new step in all kinds of life, at any point of my life, I cannot know what I am saying yes to. But with Jesus, my companion on the Lenten battlefield, I can know who I am saying yes to. Today, dear faithful, our Lord's words in this gospel are very powerful and very memorable. He who is not with me is against me, and he who does not gather with me scatters. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.